WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Final preparations are underway on the National Mall for today's March for Israel in Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. D.C.'s mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco, the president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News. Eight House Republicans voted with Democrats to not move forward on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
House Democrats and some Republicans preventing a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted it on border issues. Instead, Democrats asked to put the vote on hold and send the question to the Homeland Security Committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Students at the University of Idaho led a vigil last night, exactly 1 year after four students were fatally stabbed during a home invasion. Madison Whitney honored one of the victims, 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves.
On behalf of the women of Alpha Phi, I would like to thank our friends, family, community, and university staff for the love and support that we have received this past year.
Washington State University graduate student Brian Koberger is charged with murder and burglary. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell, introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 36 tonight. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 48.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. UK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 14th. Another beautiful day to have you here up north and all across the Civic Media radio network. We thank you if you're listening on the radio or by app, by podcast, or by social media. Nice to have you along from our home base, 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls. Here's what's on tap this morning. Could dating apps help save democracy? Dating apps are the latest platforms where you might see a reminder about registering to vote, or maybe be able to filter your dating searches so that you're not dating someone who's going to test your patience as you get closer to election day. We'll have the latest on the government shutdown showdown. Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, announces new products, introduced in part with a column from Senator Tammy Baldwin. There may yet come a day when a certain group of political leaders stops demonizing all immigrants and cooperates on passing long overdue immigration reform. Until then, people like Tony Gonzalez, our guest in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll keep trying to inform politicians about immigrants' essential role in Wisconsin agriculture and about the need for year-round work permits, driver's licenses, frankly, a kinder heart as well. So we'll talk to Tony Gonzalez and Hans Breitenmoser in our second hour. We'll get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Huchitsky, and we'll talk to Chad Holmes about his show that comes up on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau right after this one. You, of course, can be a part of it all by calling 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also text that number. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. And if you don't have that on your phone yet, what are you doing? Get that on there. You can listen to stations all across Wisconsin, listen to the different shows that way. You can also go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the stations as we continue growing the network. And I say we, as they. Up North News is a separate entity. I'm just over here being an independent contractor and cheerleader for Civic Media, but they continue to grow the network. Lots of shows, lots of Wisconsin-grown shows that you can and ought to be listening to. Now, as I tell you about the temperatures here at 6:09 in the morning, see if you can't tell that there is a cloud deck up north that's trapping some of yesterday's heat in, and where the skies are clear and yesterday's warmth is already gone. For example, it is 28 in Madison, it's 26 in Oshkosh, it's 28 in Green Bay. But then you get to Wausau, it's 32, Wisconsin Rapids 35, La Crosse 36,
Hayward is at 41, and here on Lake Wissota, it's 39 degrees. So, yeah, there's a cloud deck up north here that's keeping things just a little bit warmer than, say, Waukesha, where it's 27 degrees, and where we find one chilly young man named Greg Bach at WAUK, the Shaw, down there in Waukesha. How are you? Is that a fire I've seen? Did you light a fire back there? Is it a little burning barrel? What's going on down there?
I'm a cold little man producing radio. I just need the warmth of your words.
Aww.
And by the way, as a full-blown Civic Media employee, it's not an us and you. It's a we. This is a blended family of us.
I like that. I like that. So do I start... When do I start getting a Civic Media paycheck then? I'd love to double dip.
I can't hear you anymore. Sorry. I can't hear this.
So the connection seems to have gone bad. So we'll talk a little bit later about Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News specifically. Greg, I was going to ask you, did we mention on air yesterday what John Oliver had done to basically hijack or rig a contest for, you know, the favorite bird in New Zealand?
We didn't talk about it yesterday. We briefly mentioned it last week, and I watched the episode.
Oh, with the billboards.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So John Oliver does his Last Week Tonight on Sunday nights. I don't see it till, you know, Monday evening because I'm old and can't stay up that late. So I'm watching Sunday show last night, and we'll get into the details a little bit later on. But basically, New Zealand's had to delay the voting because – so many votes came in and it kind of crashed the computer system for their humble little bird contest. And I feel bad for them. Foreign interference in an election is never a good thing, people, whether it's presidents or feathered friends.
I don't see this as interference. It's their rules.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, and John Oliver went on Jimmy Fallon's show and made an impassioned speech dressed the bird.
Dressed as the Puteki Teki.
Yes. Puteki Teki.
we'll have more to say about that in a little while as well. Hey, the Up North News daily newsletter can be found and subscribed to by signing up at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner there. Today's newsletter includes the story of how in the 1 year since the Dobbs decision, the total number of abortions in the U.S. actually went up in the 12 months since the Dobbs decision, even though in places like Wisconsin, that number went pretty much to zero. So an article about that. Also, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame has two new members, and so you'll find out who they are as well. You can follow stories on our social media feed. For example, there's a link there to an article about how the group Moms for Liberty, the far-right extremist group, put up many school board candidates across the country last week, and many of them went down to defeat. So you can look for that article on Facebook and also on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. All right, let's unpack the news. You can react to these stories, vent a little about them, share what else is on your mind by calling us at 844-967-2789 or comment on Facebook as we show a live video feed of the show on the Up North News Facebook page and also the Civic Media website. The Wisconsin State Senate appears ready to approve a plan to spend more than $500 million in public funds to help the Milwaukee Brewers repair their stadium over the next three decades. The Senate is expected to vote on the proposal during a floor session set to begin later this morning. Now, as of last week, Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemieux was still trying to lock down enough votes to push the package, but legislative leaders typically do not schedule bills for floor votes unless they're certain of passage. So that signals Lemieux maybe has mustered up the 17 votes needed to pass the bill between both Republicans and Democrats, or he's trying to jam a few members who are waffling and saying, look, we're scheduling this vote. Do you want to look like a bad guy? So there's reason to follow this with just a little bit of drama in the Wisconsin State Senate later today. Over to D.C., new Speaker Mike Johnson is getting an extended honeymoon period from his fellow right-wing members, even though he's about to do a lot of the same things that got Kevin McCarthy dumped as Speaker last month. Johnson appears to be ready to pass a plan that includes no big spending cuts right now. In other words, a clean continuing resolution that boots the whole federal budget matter down the road a couple of months so that there's not a government shutdown come Friday. Now, that's led enough right-wing Republicans already to say they're opposed to the bill so that a few Democrats would be needed for it to pass. And recall that McCarthy was booted in part because he got help from Democrats rather than cave in to a handful of members' extreme demands for things that were never going to pass the Senate or get signed by the president. Johnson is also separating the measure into two pieces, and this part is odd. One keeps funding operations till January, the other in February. And it's odd because it means now Congress gets to play whack-a-mole with budget matters. We're doing some in January. We're doing some in February. If they don't resolve it, do they kick it down the road 90 days again? Do they bundle them? Do they separate them more? Or all of this might not happen at all if negotiations with the Senate fall apart. So, again, much to see there, not the least of which is that there's no aid there for Israel 6 weeks after the war there began with Hamas. No new aid to Ukraine, no aid to Taiwan, no beefed up security along the southern border. These are all pressing needs. But Speaker Johnson, when asked, you know, about splitting this up, he made some kind of a comment about, you know, not wanting to pass, you know, just one big bill. And it was almost Tourette's-like, my reaction, when I just, my outburst of that was, grow up. This is what the adults do. They pass a bill that funds everything that has to be done in government, and you don't break it up into little pieces, Greg, just because, you know, it looks better that way. If instead of spending, you know, $100, this one spends $60 and this one spends $40, so it's not such a big scary number. It's irresponsible.
He has voted on big bills before. Like, this isn't his first, like, he didn't just get to Congress yesterday.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And like I said, the Senate may not go along with this. So what appears to be novel, and maybe it'll just be tried one time, but I sure would like a few more adults in the room when we're passing these budgets. A former attorney for Donald Trump has told Georgia prosecutors that a top presidential aide told her in December 2020 that, quote, the boss, meaning Trump, did not plan to leave the White House under any circumstances, according to a video recording obtained by The Washington Post and ABC News. Jenna Ellis, a one-time Trump lawyer who pleaded guilty to lesser charges in exchange for her testimony in the Fulton County, Georgia case, told prosecutors in a video that Dan Scavino, Trump's deputy chief of staff at the time, was unfazed by the legal view that the president was running out of options. As he said to me, Ellis said in the video, well, we don't care. We're not going to leave. Another video clip features attorney Sidney Powell talking about Trump's reaction when told multiple times that he'd lost the election and there were no further legal challenges. In one case, Powell said after everyone else had left the room, Trump looked at her and said, see what I have to work with here? And then there's Wisconsin's Kenneth Chesbro, who talked about a previously unreported meeting with Trump where he briefed him on the fake elector scheme that Chesbro was coordinating in Wisconsin and several other states. If so, then this newly released videotape would essentially be the smoking gun that Trump did know about using fake electors to hijack election results, and that would prevent him from saying his advisors were engaged in crimes that he knew nothing about. When we come back, we'll talk about Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, some new products, some new newsletters, doing more to make sure that media houses are unabashedly pro-democracy, which is an attitude needed more than ever in this day and age. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Tuesday morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing?
or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Here's a little Mickey and Sylvia to tell you about a historic date in 1987. Now, their song obviously predates 1987, but it was on a soundtrack that went to number one on this day in 1987. More about that in today's history lesson coming up in just a bit. Some great news for the University of Wisconsin Badger men's hockey team. 4 weeks ago, they were unranked and just moving along as they have the past few years here. They're now the number one team in the country. They have started this season so hot, and the women's hockey team continues to be the number one team in the nation as well. For the men, it's the first time they've been ranked number one in the country since September of 2006, shortly after they won their last national title. The men's hockey team is at Michigan State this Friday, Saturday. The women's team is at Ohio State this Friday and Saturday. Giannis scored 35 points in the Milwaukee Bucks' 118-109 victory over the Chicago Bulls last night. Damian Lillard was back in action and scored 12 points as the Bucks go to 6-4 on the season. Craig Counsell was introduced as the Chicago Cubs manager yesterday amid reports the Brewers are likely to give the skipper job to bench coach Pat Murphy. Counsell acknowledged Greg several times in his Chicago news conference yesterday that he underestimated how much his move to the Cubs would inflame passions at home, which makes me want to do the old Amy Poehler, Seth Meyers thing. And we just go, really?
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 Really? Really, Craig? You only lived in the state, was born in the state, played for the team, coached the team, had pictures of you with the 82 Brewers, and you think that the fans wouldn't have been as upset? Really?
Really? I like one of the social media posts that said, how are you getting live video of someone who's dead to me? Another one says, who is this Craig guy? Never heard of him.
I saw one that said, thanks for the memories, Craig.
Yeah, Craig. So, vaya con Dios, Craig. The Madden's basketball team for the Badgers, they are at Providence tonight. 5 o'clock tip-off, and you can hear the Badger men's basketball game on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. News from the center in Richland Center and Lake Erin Amory. Again, 5 o'clock tip-off tonight for the Badger men's basketball team. Badger women's basketball is at home this evening against South Dakota State. Marquette men's basketball is at Illinois tomorrow, and Marquette women's basketball is at Craig, I always love talking about this school. Marquette women's basketball is at Ooey Pooey tomorrow evening. You know, you've heard of Ooey Pooey, right?
I've not.
Oh, what is this? Well, their acronym is IUPUI. It's a blended school, Indiana University, Purdue University, and then I forget what the last I stands for. But yeah, it's Indiana and Purdue have like this smaller joint campus. So by the acronym, it's Ooey Pooey.
Are they called the Hoosier Makers or the Boilershers? Or
I now know that you have a Google assignment sometime today to figure out what the Ooey Pooeys are called. High school football playoffs wrap up. We'll have Jimmy Koska on Thursday morning to roll through all of the championship games that will be at Camp Randall coming up this Thursday and Friday. All right, this is normally the point in the program where I tell you about the Up North News Daily newsletter or newsletters that you can get from our parent company, Courier Newsroom. But I should also note that Courier Newsroom has 9 state outlets around the country with 2 more on the way.
and now a new national team to inform America about the stakes of the 2024 elections, and Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of that rollout. If you go to couriernewsroom.com, you'll see a new opinion piece from Senator Baldwin about the stakes in 2024. And she hits on a theme similar to what we heard here on the program 1 week ago from State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Fundamental freedoms are on the line. And that's not hyperbole. Baldwin writes, quote, "One of our most fundamental rights and freedoms, the right to control our own bodies, the right to free and fair elections, the right to be who we are, love who we love, and afford a good middle-class life, it's all on the line in this election." She references the repeal of Roe v. Wade, which was made possible only because Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 by 0.77%. 4 years later, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 0.63%. But by then, so much damage had been done, and more would be done a few weeks later on that dark January 6th day at the Capitol. Back to Tammy Baldwin's column, quote, "Over the past few years, we've seen extremist right-wing politicians attempt to suppress the vote and prevent communities from having a fair say in their elections, pass anti-LGBTQ legislation that puts same-sex couples and their children at risk, try to ban Rosa Parks from our libraries and take Toni Morrison from our bookshelves, and push changes to our economy that put big corporations and the ultra-wealthy first and the interests of working families last." And Baldwin notes it's been made possible by a lot of right-wing money. For example, the $77 million that was needed to drag Ron Johnson over the finish line to a third term. But she calls all of that just a warm-up act compared to what lies ahead, when her own re-election bid next year could determine whether Republicans take control of the U.S. Senate. And if you've seen the circus in the House, you understand her concern. And she rightly notes how Republicans put their 2024 convention in Milwaukee because their only path back to power runs through the voting booths of Wisconsin. And Baldwin says, with now less than 1 year out till Election Day, it is critical, she writes, that we keep organizing, having the tough conversations, and keep voting in historic numbers to restore our rights and freedoms once and for all. And again, you can read the entire column over at the Courier Newsroom website, couriernewsroom.com. The other thing you'll find over there is a nice trove of newsletters, including some from friends of the program. For example, Mark Jacob has a weekly newsletter called Stop the Presses about right-wing extremism exploiting the weaknesses in American journalism. Our friend Kia Vakil has a biweekly newsletter called Frontlines, getting you up to speed on local political stories from key states. We're going to visit with Carolyn Fiddler on Friday for the first time in a long time. She's very busy writing State House Action, which is a must-read newsletter on the latest insider news from state capitals across the country. For What It's Worth is a weekly newsletter that breaks down digital spending and strategy and tactics and trends in election campaigns. And finally, a weekly newsletter by Melissa Ryan called Control-Alt-Right-Delete. See what we did there? Control, Alt, Right, Delete. Anyway, it's devoted to covering the rise of far-right extremism, white nationalism, disinformation, and online toxicity. And so it's all part of a Courier Newsroom push to say that our country needs more pro-democracy media than ever before. And I'll say again, that does not mean pro-democratic media, does not mean pro-progressive media. My God, do we need more center-right pro-democracy media that is understanding that there is no free press if there is no democracy. But Courier Newsroom, for their part, is introducing the new national content and contributors to, as they say, expose, explain, and fight back against threats to our freedoms and our democracy. So again, look for all of that at couriernewsroom.com. Coming up next, Christina Laurie joins us. She puts together the daily newsletter from Up North News and has the uplift in just a bit. You're up north.
You're You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Final preparations are underway on the National Mall for today's March for Israel in Washington.
With organizers expecting a crowd of tens of thousands, security is top of mind. D.C.'s mayor also requesting support from the National Guard amid rising threats. Though law enforcement officials are not tracking any specific actionable threat to the march, Homeland Security officials are classifying the rally as a level one security event, its highest designation.
ABC's Justin Finch. Another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza since the start of the month. Doctors inside Gaza's main hospital say Israeli forces are firing at evacuees, that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. President Biden leaves today for the APEC summit in San Francisco. The president holding a highly anticipated meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 36 tonight. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 48.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. UK.
It is 6:34. Welcome back to Up North News Radio. Time to look at some of the stories that Christina Laurie has been putting together for our daily newsletter. Sign up over at our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com. Christina, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Pat?
Pretty good, thanks. Coming off of last week's election, we had a lot of data points. We've talked about advertising and messaging. And yet one of the things I would not have expected to talk about when it comes to election data and messaging would be dating apps. How so?
Well, what do you think that they wouldn't be used for, Pat? Dating apps, they help millions of people find their next partner. So naturally, why not help our America find its next president, right?
Knowing anything about a dating app is like you knowing anything about an 8-track player. We are just different generations. And so having not seen or know anything what a dating app does, I'm trying to figure out how do you use that to recruit voters without people going, that's not what I want to talk about. So I don't know how the whole messaging thing would work. Tell all of us elders how that happens.
Well, Pat, it's run by this group called NextGen, which is geared towards getting, obviously, the next generation of voters to the polls. And they actually piloted the program during the 2020 election, just in Arizona, though. And after a lot of success there, they launched it nationally in time for the 2022 midterms, which ended up having the second largest youth voter turnout in history. And again, that was a midterm, not a regular presidential election year. So now they're using it, apps like Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble, to advertise about voting, registering to vote, giving people the option just to click and register to vote right in the app right there. Also, something that I've noticed on the dating apps is that you can also add that you are a voter in your profile. So if you want to connect with someone who you know is plugged into what's happening in the world, you can not only, some people always add it if they were a Democrat or a Republican, but you can just add that you're a voter. And now nowadays that says a lot.
I like that. That's a very, of all the things you could want to know about somebody, that's a good thing to know. I might have missed a step back there in terms of, I know there are plenty of other apps that have, commercials that get dropped in the middle of them, or you want to watch something on YouTube and you have to sit through a commercial first. Are these like commercial messages that are about going to vote, or these are things that are in the profiles?
It's both. You can add it to your profile, but you also will get a pop-up message in your app. So these apps, they're free to anyone. Yep. You can pay for like upgrades. So I guess if you had the upgraded version, you can opt out of these apps. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to get any sort of advertising or democracy is something that, can't really argue with.
No, you really can't. And look, my wife and I have been playing the same Words with Friends app that I'm sure other people gave up 10 years ago. We've been playing that back and forth, hundreds, maybe thousands of games over the past 10 years or so. And I'm always surprised during election time, like in between games, a political ad will pop up. And I think, well, that's very savvy to try to target, game players, get that message wherever you can. It just obviously never occurred to me that a dating app would be used in the same way.
It's nice to see it used for good.
Yes, let's put it that way. All right. Let's talk about a local TV reporter who quit her job, but didn't exactly quit the whole notion of working with people on camera.
Yes, I have a special connection to this story because the reporter is actually one of my former coworkers and friends, Jamie Perez. Anyone who's listening from the Madison area, you might have recognized her. She was at WISC Channel 3, the CBS station there, for about 3 to 4 years. And she walked away shortly after the pandemic. I think in early 2022, she left. And she left to bet on herself. She was kind of fed up with covering stories that were assigned to her that were depressing and the same types of stories day after day, year after year, where it's basically just, insert the number of people that were getting COVID here, you know, insert the location where somebody flipped over in a rollover crash on this expressway here. Yeah. And she, kind of similar to me and what I try to do with our Up North newsletter, really wanted to focus on the good stories that local news wasn't telling. And I don't just mean good stories as in entertaining stories, but positive, purposeful, meaningful stories about things that people are just overlooking in their own community. So what she did is she started her own videography business called Beyond Words Productions with the goal of specifically helping nonprofits. So she creates these videos, these impact videos, similar to commercials, but also it kind of borderlines between commercial and news story, explaining what they do, who they help, and most importantly, how you can help. And she's received already like great accolades. She's won several local community awards here in both Madison and Dane County. But you can find more about her business up on our website and read a whole interview with her. I'd encourage you to look at that because she's really an incredible person. And whether or not you individually have any connection to her local news or videography, you'll see a lot of yourself in her story, I promise you.
Very nice. Okay. House calls, again, about as old as people that, you know, listen to 8-track players, you know, that's just not a thing anymore, or at least so we thought. And there's been a story on our website about UW alums bringing back house calls. How so?
So this is one of those pandemic pivots that was also positive. So a lot of things changed during COVID and a lot of people didn't feel comfortable if they're immunocompromised waiting in waiting rooms. So doctors, these two UW alumni, Sal and Pete, they decided why not bring healthcare home? And not just for older folks, this is for anyone. They have this company called Pivotal Health. It's a startup that makes at-home medical care both accessible and affordable. So you're probably wondering, like, how the heck does this work? So
how the heck does this work?
Thank you for asking. You're welcome. I'm glad you asked. Here's the answer. Patients, they request urgent or primary care, and then a licensed clinician comes to them for the exact same copay that an office or clinic visit would normally charge. So it makes this, it's able to pay for this because it's partnered with several national and regional insurance companies so that as long as patients have insurance, they can pay for a visit with their existing coverage. There's also a self-pay option. If you don't have insurance, you don't have good insurance, each visit costs about $170, just so you know ahead of time.
You think this is something that's going to spread?
Well, it already is. So this launched about 3 years ago. It was first just in Madison around the UW area. Now it's in Milwaukee and La Crosse. And I actually just got an email shortly after I published the story on our website from the HR person there that it's spreading to 3 new areas next year. One of them is Oshkosh, and they're still expanding even more. So hopefully soon this will be something that's available in all 72 counties because it would be especially valuable in those rural, hard-to-reach areas for folks that are older and may not be able to drive to their doctor, especially in the cold, snowy months.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of potential there. And then finally this week, we'll talk about a veteran-owned business and its backstory. We just had Veterans Day over this past weekend. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe that's not the right word, but unfortunately, a lot of coverage about veterans lately has been about things like depression and suicide. And it's not totally unfortunate if the message gets out that, hey, there are resources available to help you, et cetera. However, there's plenty of other stories about veterans to tell, and veteran-owned businesses certainly qualify in that area.
So this story is the perfect confluence between Veterans Day and then Small Business Saturday, because there are two veterans, Greg Fisher, he served in the Marines, and Ben Kreppel, he's a current Navy reservist. They launched a small business from the basement of Fisher's home in Racine, thanks to a grant that they earned from the Veteran Business Outreach Center. It's called Burn Pit Barbecue, and they started out with just 6 boxes of their first products and then went up to a couple pallets. Now they sell 12 different products, from all-purpose and sweet heat barbecue rubs to garlic habanero and jalapeno sauces, and their web-based business has become so popular that they've now well outgrown that basement. They moved into a warehouse earlier this year, and they're planning to develop even more products. And what this means for you is that as we're, you know, we're still in tailgate season here in Wisconsin. So if you want to literally spice up your meal, you can order Burn Pit Barbecue's sauces, seasonings, they're all available online, also for nationwide shipping, which is great to know for your favorite grilling friends from across the country for holiday gifts.
I always love stories like this, where you have these resources out there. This one's for veterans. You know, there's other agencies and offices that will do these things. And with just a little bit of guidance, maybe a little bit of capital from some source or another, that you build jobs that way. You know, truly the small businesses that make any economy grow. And it's just great that these vets have found that resource and made the most of it.
And one other thing to mention, it's called Burn Pit Barbecue for a reason. They wanted to bring awareness to what burn pits are. So for people that are not familiar with them, they're the part of the U.S. military base where waste is disposed of by burning. But kind of similar to what happened post 9/11 is that they're finding that these flames are very toxic. The fumes are, I mean, and they might not face the realities of these for months, years, even decades after they're no longer on base there. And that's what both men are facing themselves, some ramifications of being around these fumes for so long. So you kind of, we often overlook the, not just the PTSD that's going on mentally with our veterans, but the very real physical impacts of war that last long after they're home.
That's right. Something that Tammy Baldwin was working on quite a bit over the past year. So that's a very nice and appropriate tie-in there. Christina Lurie has all of these stories. They end up in our newsletter, many on the website, upnorthnewswi.com. Christina, thanks so much.
Now is a great time to join because we are launching an all-new newsletter. You'll notice a new format, new website. We'll talk more about that in the future, Pat.
Looking forward to it. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Though I will admit, Greg, I'm still confused about the dating app situation and, you know, how you weave politics into it. Again, it's been about 40 years since I was in the dating game, but it seems like politics. And again, I live and breathe it. I understand the value of it. It just seems weird to kind of mix it into dating apps. Like, would it be more of a turn off? But again, what do I know?
We had actually had somebody from a group that was doing that. It was a youth vote like organization that was using the apps, and they explained it like they don't play games. They're not going to like be like, "Hey, Pat, how's it going? You want to go?" You know, like they're like, "Hey, are you registered to vote? You want to go grab a coffee and talk about the election?" You know, they're very forthright about it. There's no games they're playing, but yeah, I'm you know, I told people about this before, is I married Bridget like 6 months before the dating apps exploded. And I feel so lucky I don't have to be a
cheated.
Part of that.
Oh, no. Okay. Lucky. Yeah.
Pat.
I didn't know what you were going to say. It's a, you do the ha-ha thing for a living. I was trying to anticipate.
There's nothing ha-ha about app dating. Let me tell
about
you.
App dating. Ooh. Or joking about the state of your marriage.
Actually, yes, if there was no app dating, so many comics would be out of material.
Oh gosh, yes. I mean, ours is almost a cliche of how we met. We met at a college bar on Water Street in Eau Claire. You know, it's like you bump into each other, like, "Hey, you know, would you like to talk for a bit?" And you do, and you know, the rest is magic. But I really hate sounding this old, but I'm just trying to imagine, and it's such a different thing now.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I know couples who've gotten married from.
Oh, being I do too. Yeah.
And you know, good on them. Hey, live your life, journey your journey, my friends, do your thing.
Yeah. Look, there's so many ways in which I am a very lucky man. And one is that I didn't have to do a lot of the dating scene, that I was able to fool. I was able to fool one woman a long time ago into having the courage to marry me. And you know, I'm very grateful for that. Hey, coming up in about a little over 60 seconds here, we're going to have today's history lesson and some musical memories. That is going to be just enough time during this short pause that you can refill your coffee cup. And then, you know, go subscribe to the show as a podcast so that you can catch the episodes on demand. We're over at Apple, Spotify. You can go to civicmedia.us to learn much more about it, too. And as far as Up North News goes, we have apparel, T-shirts and tote bags that you can look into. Go to our homepage and click store in the top banner. You're Up North. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Georgia. The whole day through.
Today is November 14th, and it was on November 14th, 1960, that this was the number one song in the land. Still could listen to that voice all day, Greg.
Gosh, yeah.
I do miss that voice. We have had lots of talk lately about potential government shutdowns. Where this all really got started was in 1995, on this day, when a budget standoff forced the federal government to temporarily close national parks and museums and run most government offices with skeleton staffs, and all because then House Speaker Newt Gingrich was trying to jam through spending cuts. And it reminded me at the time, and I remember making the joke on TV, that there is Frank Sinatra's Live at the Sands, which is, again, a landmark album. I've listened to it 1,000 times. But during the Sinatra monologue in the middle, and again, this is 1966 or 67, he's joking about he and Count Basie are in Las Vegas, and they've run into a streak of bad luck. It was such a streak of bad luck that they went to go visit the Grand Canyon, and it was closed. And it got a big laugh back in the mid-60s, but it wasn't so funny in the mid-90s when people couldn't get into national parks, and it's happened a few times since, when you have, I'm not being partisan when I say this, every single shutdown has been Republicans trying to force through spending cuts, Democrats not wanting them, and then eventually the public speaks up and says, look, we're paying our taxes, these are the programs that we want. And a lot of that comes back to this day in 1995. All right, we mentioned it earlier, but the Dirty Dancing soundtrack hit number one in the U.S. on this date in 1987. The movie itself was set in the early 60s, but there were some, you know, modern day songs as well, including this one from Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren. We'll also hear Hungry Eyes in a little bit. And Greg, you've got a little history on this as well?
Yeah, we played that Mickey and Sylvia song earlier.
Yeah.
And Sylvia of Mickey and Sylvia was Sylvia Robinson, who went on to form Sugar Hill Records, which brought us the Sugar Hill Gang, which was the first recorded rap record in history.
You shut up.
Seriously? I'm serious.
Wow. Would not have... That could have gone in a lot of directions, but I would not have gotten that from Sylvia of Mickey and Sylvia.
Yeah, so. She is a pioneer.
Again, just goes to show what, you know, the things that you do in an early phase of your life, you may be doing something entirely different later.
Heck yeah.
On the number one song, it wasn't a number one song, it was a release, an album release. This day in 2003, Jay-Z releases the Black Album with classics like 99 Problems and Dirt Off Your Shoulder. And I always hasten to add before we play a clip, there's nothing wrong with the clip. We just can't play the naughty words, so it sounds like this.
Now tuned into the greatest.
I love this song.
What?
Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. And I got you. Yeah, if you're feeling like a...
Go on, brush your shoulders off.
Again, Jay-Z is a great artist, and I love his voice, but I'm always tempted to, instead of, you know, scrambling the bad words or, you know, bringing them down the volume, is putting, like, you know, a duck quacking or a bell ringing or stepping on a squeaky toy, just so people know, you know, that that's just not a song you can play at the family hour, you know, here on the radio.
I just love the idea of, like, I got 99 proud, but a quack ain't one.
And finally, it was on this day in 1992 that there was this new Aaron Spelling TV drama called The Heights, and a song from it with lead vocals by Jamie Walters hit number one this day in 1992. It does feel like an all skate kind of thing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Couple skate, folks. Couple skate only.
Everybody's holding hands. Let's see. Today, November 14th, is National Pickle Day. No, thank you.
Again, what?
One of the great parts of finding your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers. That's how marriage is supposed to work, people.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
I'm glad we have a new word. You're going to defend pickles?
To the hilt.
It's not that bad. It's just, you know.
Except for bread and butter pickles. Those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be bad. It's got, okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married, and we have found other partners instead. Today is also World Diabetes Day. It is International Girls Day. It's National Teddy Bear Day. It is National Seatbelt Day. It is OR Nurses Day. And it is Spicy Guacamole Day, which leads to this little parenting story. When your kids become adults and, you know, start kind of their own life, and, you know, your life and your health might change as you, you know, get a little older, maybe you had childhood allergies that went away. Maybe you weren't allergic to something and it came up. Well, at some point after our daughters were grown and we were on a vacation together and we were at some, you know, authentic Mexican restaurant wherever we were. And it was this deal where, you know, they'll make guacamole at your table. And I like guacamole. I said, yeah, I'd like to try that out. So they bring this cart right up next to me and one of my daughters, and they're smashing the avocados and everything else. And as they're getting set to dish it up, it turns to my daughter and says, would you like some? And she says, no, I'm allergic to avocados. And the whole time, my wife's kind of looking at me like, how did you not know she was allergic to avocados? I'm like, this has literally never come up before, but I guess in some conversation in the past, she had tried avocados and broke out in a terrible rash and swelled up and everything. And so apparently I almost killed one of my kids, you know, at dinner one day.
I mean,
just by ordering the guacamole.
They told you, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah,
you're a good dad. You're a good, brush your shoulder off, Pat.
That's right. Let's see, real quick, the Grammy nominations came out a couple days back in the top three categories: Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Female artists made up 7 out of the 8 nominations in each category. So we'll go through that a little bit later on, but I wanted to at least tease that for a later discussion. We're going to pause for news and some messages and then start the second hour of Up North News Radio, where Hans Breitenmoser will visit with us, along with Tony Gonzalez, and talk more about the ongoing need for immigration reform and the little work behind the scenes so that someday there's a better makeup of Congress that can get real things done. This is Up North News Radio for a Tuesday. Back in a bit.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm